Go back to here. Welcome, everybody. I am going to call to order the special session of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District at 5:30. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Commissioner Doss.
Here.
Commissioner Dale.
Here.
And President Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Higgins is absent.
All right. Looking at the flag behind Larry Doss's right shoulder, would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do we have a report on closed session?
The city attorney the district attorney is not here, and so there was nothing to report out of closed session.
Thank you. We'll move on to public comment. This portion of the agenda allows the public to speak to the board on various issues not itemized on this agenda. Pursuant to the Brown Act, the board may not take action on any item that does not appear on the agenda. Each speaker is limited to speak for a period of 3 minutes regarding each item on the agenda. Each speaker is limited to speak for a period of 3 minutes during the public comment portion of the agenda regarding items of special interest to the public not appearing on the agenda that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Board of Commissioners. I won't read the rest of this, but I'll just ask if anyone would like to make a public comment at this time. I am not hearing any for public comment. Going once, going twice, and we'll move on to business. Item A, preliminary cost estimates for conceptual master plan for development of a new multi-purpose terminal to support the emerging West Coast offshore wind industry and grant application preparations. Larry, take it away.
Adam, can you let me share my screen? So as the board knows that we're considering applying for a port infrastructure development program, which is a $56 million grant. And the state has tentatively committed $11 million to the Harbor District. And that my understanding was that the legislature transmitted that to the Board of Supervisors to the governor's office yesterday. And so it's up for him to signing that document. And so we're working on putting together this grant application. And so I wanted to go over a few items with the board and the public on that. And so in essence, you know, we put together this conceptual master plan as a rough concept of what we could do in the area. And really, we're mainly focused on this area to the south where the existing Redwood Marine Terminal, or to the north, I'm sorry, where the existing Redwood Marine Terminal 1 is located, of replacing that, but had looked at, in addition to a offshore wind assembly area, that we could do a manufacturing and fabrication area. And so kind of what I'd kind of like to get across here is, and come to some sort of agreement, is on what is the scale of the project that we're actually applying for. To be clear, we're not applying for this entire project. There's no way we'd be able to do this entire project for the amount of money that we can apply for. So we need to come to an agreement on what is the scale of the project and start to hone that in of what specifically are we looking at. Then number two, of kind of getting our head wrapped around the timeframes of the grant, but also the permitting and the development project. And then, you know, the third main thing is Harbor District commitment of funding. What kind of funding might we be required to put forth as part of this? And what might we be willing to consider either as part of a grant application, or at maybe it would even be later on in the process when we're doing a lease agreement with a tenant or when we actually get the permits and to develop. And so to begin this dialogue on what might the Harbor District be committing as far as funding, where those monies might be come from, and then at what point in the project might we need to put those money in there. And then really project management and staffing is really kind of a key issue for us. This is a huge project. Even just the permitting of this is a huge project. And we not only have this project, but we also have the Nordic Aqua Farms and several other projects that we're working on. And these are really detailed engineering projects that really completely reconfigure the entire infrastructure that has been in place really since the 1950s between the Nordic Aqua Farms project and this Redwood Marine Terminal One new multi-purpose terminal. And so, you know, in the Schatz Energy Lab, they put together these timeframes and we're already about 2 years behind the schedule. You know, here we are today and they were projecting that BOEM was already going to be doing the leasing, you know, back in 2019 and 2020 time period. So everything is delayed about 2 years. According to this timeframe, we would have already been well under the port development phase of this project. And we're really just in the early beginning stages of the project. And it's not just us, it's everything on this timeline is a couple of years behind the curve. And so wanna start to take a look at this. And so when we look at these issues, we're not trying to answer all these issues tonight. We've laid out a series of a couple of meetings between now and the grant submission period, which is July 30th of this year. And we have this special meeting. There's a regular meeting that's scheduled on July 8th. And then the board has scheduled another special meeting on July 15th to look at this issue. And if needed, we could have another special meeting before the grant application if it's required. And then over the course of the next several months, if the board decides to submit the grant and we continue to proceed down the pathway of this project, then I'm sure we'll be having more meetings and refining this project as we go. And so, you know, what is it specifically we're really looking at? If you look at this, this is June 9th, 2021. So literally, you know, 3 weeks ago. And this was in China. And this is the floating foundation that China is deploying right now, where they constructed this and it's under deployment. And so this is really kind of what we're talking about in real life. And then here is the heavy lift dock. And then this is how they got it off of the dock and essentially the assembly area. And then they get it off of the dock. And this is a submersible barge. So they move it over onto the barge, and then this barge will sink. They'll fill the hole with water and it will sink. And then the yellow floating platform will be floating where they'll tow it away and it will be towed out of the way. And then they'll raise the sinking barge and move it out of the way. And then they'll move it back to shore. And I want to show this, the reason I'm showing this, because this is a real life demonstration 3 weeks ago of what we're trying to do here in Humboldt County and what the size and the scale and the processes are very similar to this, but they will be refined over time depending upon what specific floating platform and company that is ultimately developing the offshore wind off of Humboldt and the Central Coast. And so in addition to these floating wind platforms, this again is very, very recent within the last couple of weeks. What this is this is the offshore electrical substation. And if you think about, you know, big electrical substations, when these get interconnected, these will be out there and they're essentially the substations that will connect into those. And so in addition to the floating platforms, there are some of these other large structures that will likely be associated with this. And these are the components and here's how they move those around. And this is just wanted to get the board and the public kind of thinking in terms of how is this done in the world And there's a lot of discussion that, that people always bring up. This has never been done before. It's all theoretical. It's not. This is real world. It's happening now. And they're doing it right this today. These things are happening. And so again, we're really focused on RMT1, and this is the existing Redwood Marine Terminal 1. And so again, we have this big picture. And so within the existing Redwood Marine Terminal 1, within the grant application that's included in your packet, we're really only talking about this phase 2A, which is, this represents a 1600 linear foot terminal. We're looking at initially a 450 foot heavy lift berth with about 18 acres of upland property, because that's what the industry said. That's really is the bare bones minimum that they need to get started. They would like to have more, but you know, we need to match up the funding with what we reasonably can accomplish. And then in the phase 2B, there would be an additional 32 acres for a total of about approximately 50 acres of upland. And then you would have the total combined 1600 linear foot berth. So these areas here are dredging areas and other things that connect between the existing federal navigation channel that's maintained by the Army Corps of Engineers and the terminal. And so then within your packet, really beginning to see these different cross sections, and I'm not going to go over all of those. These are in your packet. We can go back to them if you have any questions or anybody would like to take a look at them. And then really what we're talking about is a piling dock. So this is looking at it from the top side, but basically they would put in all brand new pilings. And then there would be a concrete deck that would be over the top of all these pilings. And so the diagram shows that these are 30-inch steel pilings. And so just think of a 30-inch culvert or something of that dimension. And that's what they would drive into the ground, similar to like you might think of a bridge project. But really, this is a lot of 30-inch pilings that would go in, because this is really a heavy lift dock. Included in your packet is some cost estimates, and this is the most recent and the most up-to-date, and so I apologize because these numbers do not match up with what's in your packet. I just received these today. What's in your packet shows that the total project cost is $124,500,510, and this cost estimate is $143,648,000. And so we're working with Mott MacDonald because we don't have $143 million of what are ways that we can reduce the cost from what they've initially estimated and what they feel like this is really the most conservative, you know, for this phase. And then it can start to be scaled back from this, but really wanted to start with the most conservative. And part of the conservative that we're really going to be focusing on over the course of this next month is, as an example, if you look at these cost estimate, what they're proposing to do is to dredge approximately 350,000 cubic yards of sediment using essentially a crane instead of a hydraulic dredge. And what we're saying is, look, we've been saying for a long time, we need to use a hydraulic dredge. This project, you have to be able to use a suction dredge because it will save about $4.6 million between a hydraulic versus a clamshell dredge, and you know, to make this project feasible. We might have to, they're included in there, there's basically an area where they would park the semi-submersible barge. You know, we said, we can remove that because they can park that barge at Redwood Marine Terminal 2 if they want to. They don't have to park it when it's not in use right at this location. There are other places around the bay where they can park this barge. We don't need to build that right here initially in the phase one, which could save an additional $14 million. And then in the contingency, if you look, I mean, they've got, there's approximately $30 million worth of contingency in here. And they've got contingency on contingency on contingency. We need to have contingency, but we need to establish a reasonable contingency amount. And we probably could cut that in half and have about reduce the contingency by about $15 million by lowering these other costs. And then that would bring the even this cost estimate down to about $110 million. Like we said, we don't have $110 million. If the state gives us $11 million and we apply for a $56 million, that's $66 million. There's still a shortfall of $44 million that we need to come up with. And so really, the questions that I want to begin to have the board and the public think about, and not really looking for, you know, an answer tonight. I mean, if there is an answer tonight, then we could get that, because the board's going to have another meeting on July 8th, next Thursday, and again, another one on July 15th. But we really need to start to come to conclusion on this so that we can finalize this grant application, because there's still a lot of details that we have to do in order to submit this grant by the end of the year. And so, you know, just to throw it out, there's kind of is two options that the board might want to consider. And of course, there's more options that are always there. You know, one option would be to say, okay, let's go ahead and commit have the Harbor District commit $44 million, knowing that it would be several years before we would actually need to get those money. And if we were not able to get those from a tenant, that we could, you know, just return the grant funds. And then another option would be to give me direction to say, Larry, what we want you to do is to really come back and to try to do, show us a project that is right around the $66 million, the $11 million that the state has committed, and the $56 million on the grant, that and fine tune that so that we can stay within our means and that we can still continue to grow. Because the most important thing is that we can't do any construction until after we get the permits. And it's going to take us a while to get the permits on this project. And so I would call it sort of the slow and steady approach, which would be to stay as at the approximately $66 million project, or to really to go for it you know, try to find a way where the Harbor District could work with partners to find an additional $44 million in the next 30 days, which is a tall order, to say the least. And so again,
just one
last thing is really is, you know,
well, let's let Larry finish unless you had something specific about that one slide, and then we'll go to questions. Well, Greg?
I'm just wrapping up, just recapping that, really kind of interested in the, you know, make sure we're all on the same page of the project scale, you know, getting a grip on the timelines and Harbor District commitment of funding. And then really is that in order to pull this off, that we're going to have some staffing. And so in the, when we come back on July 8th, when you look at the budget, you know, there's, I want to have a discussion about that at the July 8th meeting, during the budget adoption process.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Dale, it sounded like you wanted to
comment on something. I think I do, and Larry, thank you for that. I think you've laid it out pretty well. I think my druthers would be for you to work on developing a project and a budget that's within our means. And I think, I don't think final construction of that dock needs to be in our wheelhouse at this point in time, but I do think it's going to take us some time to get it permitted. So let's get a budget in place that uses the $11 million from the state as a match for the $56 million from the feds to get a dock permitted, designed and permitted. And if we get some construction out of that, then we get some construction out of that.
Thank you, Greg. Any other commissioners have any questions or comments? And I'll say bye until everyone else goes. Richard?
Well, right now, I don't see that we can do anything on this subject because it hasn't been, there's no action item. You know, this is just to talk about preliminary costs and for conceptual master plan for development. but there's no action that we can take right now as it's written.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think we're taking any action, but I think we're, I think we can provide feedback. And then,
yeah, we're giving direction, I think, is what the ED is asking for, is direction. I think that's well within our...
Then I would just be on record as agreement with Commissioner Dale.
Yeah, that, and thanks. I think we also agendized this meeting so that there was a lot of information to get out and get this out to the public as fast as possible. Was one of the purposes of the reporting tonight too.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. But it's correct. There is no action. So this is, I guess, an informational item only and a discussion item. I don't know if we can, I guess technically we can give direction, or at least Larry can get a sense of what the board is feeling. But if you want specific direction or action from us, that needs to be agendized, and I'm sure you know that. So yeah, I'll just add, I agree with everyone else, and I'll just say my specific reasons are, you know, if we say in the grant application that we're committing $44 million and for some reason don't come up with that, we need to give everything back and we get nothing done. If we keep the project to the $66 million size and don't come up with the $44 million, we get $66 million worth of work done. So I would say, you know, in my grant experience, like, try not to commit anything that you don't need to. So if we don't need to commit the other $44 million, let's not say it. We can say that that would be phase two that we're planning on. You know, I think there's no reason like a narrative to put like, you know, some explanation that phase two, this is our plan once we secure a private partner, but not, definitely not saying it as any sort of commitment that the other money is dependent upon. So if there is not anything else from the board, I'll entertain questions or comments from the public. And if you are in the public and want to make a comment or question, I guess use the raise your hand icon or unmute yourself and say something, or in some other way, try and get my virtual attention. All right. I am seeing or hearing nothing. So thank you very much for that presentation. Did you get a clear sense of the board's position on this, Larry? Oh, you're muted if you're talking.
It's very helpful because I think it's absolutely critical that we had this meeting and we have other meetings, because we're talking about really big money here, and I need to keep the board informed of these decisions, because otherwise we start to go down a pathway and we can't turn back. And I think this next month for this project is really going to be critical, so that staff and the board are kind of on the same page as to what we're doing here.
Yeah. I actually have two questions. Oh, so, and I see Richard has his hands up too, but I'll go real quick that I forgot to bring up before. And they, you know, maybe you can bring them back to the next meeting if you don't have specific answers, but you did mention additional staffing. And I'm curious about what you feel like the timing is on that, because we're going to get this grant application in and then wait a while. So I'm wondering like when you think like we might need additional staffing, but maybe that's a discussion for next time. And then the other is, remind us again when the grant application is due.
The grant application is due on July 30th. And the goal is, you know, not to wait for the grant, but to continue to move forward. And to begin to utilize some of the state's money and some of our money to begin the environmental review process and the design work ahead of time.
Okay. That in relating to when we would be needing additional staff. And then Richard, you had something else?
Well, yeah, I see that Larry seems to be a little bit nervous about the timeline that is really short and about the moving. I mean, he just was able to give us new figures that were almost, what, $20 million more than the original full estimate. So, you know, is there, do we have any direction, Larry, to slow this down at all or to get more answers or to see what exactly we have as far as money estimates, you know, that are a little bit more solid? I do see where the timeline is really tight, and I can see where you're nervous about, you know, exactly, you know, how to approach this. I mean, nobody's approached this, you know, a project this big in Humboldt County ever. You know, this is kind of a monster. Anyways, that's all. Yeah. I'm just concerned that we don't want to push our executive director over the bridge here.
Yeah, and I would say part of it, just like with the, with the grant application and the deadline, it's, you know, it's, and I'll admit this is much bigger than any, by many orders of magnitude of any grant that I've worked on, but it seems like we need to get something in there that is plausible and fundable, and then there'll probably be negotiation on actual budget once they decide to approve. So I think there is a little wiggle room as long as we present them with something that's feasible and fundable. And I don't, you know, we don't want to miss that deadline of the 31st or the 30th, I guess. But we do want to make it as feasible as possible and not commit ourselves to something that we wouldn't be able to uphold our end. Greg, you were starting to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say that we may have pushed our ED over the edge already.
Right.
Won't deny it. I am exceedingly nervous at this moment. Number one, because it's a huge project, as we all know. I mean, these are large numbers, big projects. But it's not just that. Is we also have, you know, at this exact same time, the Nordic project is ramped up pretty much to its peak at this point. And so we're doing both of these projects at the same time, plus all the normal things that we do. And so I don't look at it for myself. I mean, the overall Harvard District staff, we've been stretched for a long, long time. And the board well knows that. But I think we're moving forward on this project in a good way. And I do think the feedback that I received tonight is really, really going to help to move this project forward into the next phase, because I feel like I'm on the same page at this point with the board and not just hanging out there on a limb sort of trying to figure out exactly what to do. And besides, I'm going on vacation all tomorrow afternoon I'll be back next Thursday, so I'll feel pretty good when I come next time you see me.
Go down to LA to relax, right? I appreciate you calling the extra meetings in order to keep us informed, because this is a huge thing. I'll just go ahead and say that I think this is a once in a generation, if that, opportunity for, you know, Humboldt Bay to revive a lot of the infrastructure and to bring, you know, to bring an industry in here that would make us really the West Coast capital for wind energy, for offshore wind energy. And I think would really change a lot in just the area and the amount of jobs that it would bring in, the income and the industry that you know, I think has been sorely missing for a long time. So it's, I'm really excited about it. I think it's a good thing to pursue, but I'm glad I'm not in your shoes, Larry, of having to lead the charge. I can just like stand on the sidelines and be a cheerleader. So thanks. Anything else before we wrap this up for tonight? I really appreciate everybody coming, virtually coming out for this meeting and your interest in this topic. We will be having our regular meeting next Thursday, July 8th. And then we are, have scheduled another special meeting for Thursday, July 15th. So you're getting our money, your money's worth out of us this this month for a special meeting. So with that, if there's nothing else, I will go ahead and adjourn. Was that a wave by or something? I guess that was a wave by because he's gone. All right, we're adjourned. Have a great evening, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
Ah, look, Mike's by the museum there. All right. Yeah, have a great Independence Day, everyone.